God, Karen. How hard can it be to stamp some papers in time? Look how short my arms are. I'm sure even I could do it. Just finish the rest of this stuff by Friday, okay? And don't think I'll keep giving you second chances forever. Now go back to work. Ask someone to bring me more coffee. I'm out.
Good afternoon, sir. Sorry, but I'm not available now. Lunch break just started, and I only have 20 minutes, so... Oh, baby. I didn't expect you to be here today. No, forget about that. I always have time for you. But are you here for anything specific? I hope it's not bad news. We've got enough of that in the office already. You just wanted to bring me lunch? Honey, you know you don't need to. But thank you. I really appreciate that. Open it now? Sure. Did you really take the time to prepare my favorite food? Despite having two little goblin devils to take care of already? Aww. You are the sweetest thing on this planet. Come here, you deserve a kiss. Unless you want me to kiss your tummy, you probably need to pick me up first. Yeah, that's better. Baby, can I say something? It might not be the best time for it, but I don't know. I feel like it's important. I've been noticing how bad you feel when your stupid family makes fun of you for, you know, being a man and deciding to stay home and take care of the kids. But I really appreciate what you do. You are an amazing husband, an amazing father, and honestly, I would have gone insane at this point if it weren't for you. Thank you. See? I can be cute and romantic sometimes. Just don't get used to it. My little giant. How dare you? I'm not small. You're the one who's too big. And almost everyone else, too. Baby, since you're already here, there's something I want to show you. I think you should put me on the ground and close the door first, though. Obviously, I'm a drug lord and there are 50 pounds of cocaine hidden in my office. Come on, you'll know why I don't want people to hear it when I say the thing. Just close the door. Humans, always being way too curious. Let's lock it too, just to be sure. Okay, it's not exactly showing you something, to be honest. I'm sure you already noticed it at this point. Okay, all right, I'll say it. Remember when I told you that, since the company's growing a lot, I need to start dressing more business-like and professional-like? Yeah, that one might be a little harder than I expected. Why? You know why? Just look at me. For some reason, clothing stores seem to think all short monsters are also flat and skinny. I tried to buy this two-piece suit with a pencil skirt and, like, I'm like a stuffed sausage now. I'll probably pop half these buttons if I breathe too hard. Oh, so you like it? I wonder why I expected that coming from you. Yes, I am calling you a pervert. Having these naughty thoughts about a poor goblin woman who happens to be too thick for her clothes. I would totally be mad at you, by the way, if you weren't my pervert. Baby, what are you waiting for? What? Don't play innocent now. You're the one who's staring at me. If you want to see my tits so bad, the least you can do is help me with the buttons. No, don't worry. No one's going to knock on the door. They'd sooner kill their colleagues than interrupt my lunch. They know better. Ah, come on, I'm nice to them most of the time. But when you're 4 feet tall, you gotta assert some dominance if you want people to respect you. Anyway, let's go back to the important part. Hands, buttons, you know the deal. These babies really need to get some fresh air. Oh, God, so this is what freedom feels like. Yes, that's way better. Ah, thank you. Nice cleavage, huh? I'm glad it's to your liking. I guess they were pretty good for a goblin already, but the second pregnancy surely did me wonders. I really put on some extra weight in all the right places, didn't I? What? Teasing you? I don't know what you're talking about. It's not like I want to get fucked right here on my desk or anything. You know, a professional, proper lady like me would never do that. I like sitting on desks, that's all. Well, I guess it's not a bad way to blow off some steam, but only because you insist so much. Fuck. Oh, I love it when you grab me tight with those big hands. You know, I'm still the boss here, right? Good. So, why don't you move that hand right here? I'm tired of you only staring at them. No, don't take my clothes off. It'll take me an hour to get them on again. Just put your hand inside my bra. Yeah, just like that. Oh, cup them in your hands. Feel how big and soft they are, baby. It's kind of your fault they got like this, isn't it? Oh, yeah, you can squeeze them too. You know I like it rough. Oh, God, they really needed a massage after being squished for so long. Fuck. Oh, I didn't say you could pinch my nipples, but I'll give you a pass this time. You really know all the ways to make me horny, don't you? Keep going. Yeah. Keep playing with them. I can see the bulge in your jeans, by the way. I'm really glad I still have this effect on you after so many years together, honey. And damn, it's getting so big and thick. And you know what? Enough teasing. Just give me this cock already. I know it's bad manners to have your dessert before a lunch, but... Oh, God. I just need to suck you off so bad. Oh, wow. I knew you liked my body, but did I really get you like this so fast? You'll barely fit inside my throat this way, but I don't even care at this point. Come on, baby. Cock. In my mouth. Now. Good boy. Your cock always tastes so fucking good, but after a long, stressful morning, getting a treat like this is perfect. You should come to visit more often, you know. Oh, fuck, I could have this thing in my mouth all day if it wasn't for work. Oh, I'm definitely not exaggerating, baby. Do you want proof of how much I love your cock? I'll tell you a little secret then. Sometimes I'm here, doing my job like usual, and suddenly I start thinking about your cock, about how it would feel to have it in my mouth at that exact moment, and I just can't help it. Believe me, honey, I do have to be careful so no one catches me drooling when it happens, and it happens way more often than I'd like to admit. Sometimes it's so bad I have to take a break and relieve myself of all that stress. Thinking about it now, I should probably take these glasses off before I get too excited. Yeah, I'm basically blind without them, but who cares? It's not like I need to see a lot here. There's only one thing that matters now, and I know exactly where it is. I can't fit the whole thing in, but I'll go as deep as I can, okay? Are you ready? You fill my little mouth. You can be sure I love it as much as you do. Just a little more. All right, I think that's enough. Oh, don't look at me like that. You can't come yet. There's another tight place you need to fill first. I'm really glad my desk is shorter than normal ones. It leaves it at a convenient height to do, you know, things. Just let me turn around. Put my hands on the desk and there. Do you like the view, baby? I told you the pencil skirt was too tight. You see the whole shape of my ass through it, right? And my hips too. I bet if I bend over a bit more, it's gonna get even... Oh, shit, that wasn't part of the plan. Oh God, what am I gonna do now? I need to be back at work in 10 minutes and I just ripped my skirt in half. Fuck. Wait, baby, what are you doing? Why are you pulling my panties to the side? No, wait, this is serious. You can't just rub your cock on my clit. Fuck. You know how soaked I get when you do that? It's not even fair. Fuck it. I can think about this later. Just grab my hips and shove it in before I lose my goddamn mind. Oh, God. God, you're stretching me out and so much. No, it doesn't hurt. I love it. I love feeling your cock trying to fit inside my little pussy. Keep going, baby. I need you. Fuck me. Fuck me hard. Stuff your little goblin girl. You feel so fucking big inside me. Yes. Yeah. You're the boss now. You are. I'm all yours, honey. Only yours. You can grab my tits again. Pull my hair. Be rough with me. Do whatever you want. Just don't stop. This feels so good. Fuck. I think my hips are moving back on their own. My body wants you to go even deeper. No, don't be afraid of hurting me, baby. I'm small, but you know goblin girls are tough. Just please fuck me harder. Like that. Just like that. Just like that. Pound me. Fuck my tight little pussy. Fuck. Oh, God. Your hips pounding on my ass. I can't take it. please. Come inside me. Come inside me. Fill me up. Come with me. Come inside me. Oh, God, I'm losing control. I'm going to scream like this. Put your hand on my mouth, please. Put your hand on my mouth. I can barely move now, but I needed this so bad. You're amazing, baby. You really are. I don't think I've ever been so calm at work before. Oh, but also, how can I put this? I think we might have a huge mess to clean up. You should probably call my parents to say they're gonna have to be with the kids for a little longer. And then, when they stop whining about it, you'll need to go and buy me some new clothes. Is that okay? Oh, fuck. There's so much cum dripping out of me. But I think I'm gonna need some time before I can clean up. Yeah. Let me catch my breath a bit. We can figure out the rest when my brain starts working again. Oh, my break? I think I can extend it a little bit. What are they gonna do? Fire me? See you soon, baby. And thank you a lot for the food and the special little visit.